far from the Church of the Nativity where Christ was born in Bethlehem, baby Innocence was abandoned in a vegetable carton on a narrow street. Innocence is now a little girl, thanks to the sisters at the Holy Family Orphanage in Bethlehem, who took her in. She's one of some 40 children, from newborns to kids about 6 years old, who live in the home run by the Sisters of St. Vincent de Paul. Another 50 to 70 children arrive each day, as the home turns into a daycare center for needy Palestinian families from Bethlehem and surrounding villages.
All of them from Bethlehem district. Of course, we are open for the whole Palestinian territories, but because of the security issues and the difficult commuting difficulty, we accept just from the Bethlehem district.
Kandar Andavan is a social worker who helps the sisters care for the children in the more than century-old structure.
Actually, we accept three criteria of children. Those who didn't have the chance to be with a normal family, abandoned or illegitimate, and all children who came from broken family, like divorce, separation, inconvenient situation at home, unqualified parents. So we accept them here for maximum 5 years.
And we're in the small nursery here where you have children that are just even 10, 15 days old. Tell me their stories.
Yeah, actually, this room, because the building is a little bit old building, we adapt it and create three dormit. This dormit is for the newborn. We accept them from zero and sometimes from before, if we are dealing with the pregnant out of marriage.
Most of the babies and infants who end up in the Holy Family Children's Home are born out of wedlock or to desperately poor Palestinian families. Many single women who find themselves pregnant hide their state and abandon their babies because they are afraid of bringing dishonor on their families. Dishonor which can often lead to beatings or even death. At the time I was in Bethlehem, a young man poisoned his pregnant unwed sister and her child for bringing shame on his family. Well, Kandar and the sisters put aside a dormitory, especially for women like these, a safe place to hide and give birth to their child.
We try to create some sort of secure shelter for these women. Of course, not all the cases. Those who are facing difficulties and their life on the edge. So we try to protect them here and to protect the children of these persons.
Where are some of these babies coming from? I've heard that some you find on the street, another in a trash can.
Actually, we have to separate between two kind of children. Abandoned children that we talk about them, that we find them in the trash and in front of mosque doors or convent, and those who delivered in hospitals. And we know some of their parents, sometimes the mother, sometimes the father, sometimes both of them. But for too many reasons, they abandoned them. So we have to separate between abandoned children and illegitimate babies.
Maybe we should turn him over.
That crying baby was 20-day-old baby Yasser. His chubby cheeks were red from sobbing, his plump fingers pink. Kandar picked him up. The policeman who found him lying, crying in a garbage dump and still covered with placenta, he explained, insisted the baby be called Yasser to honor the anniversary of the death of Palestinian President Yasser Arafat.
The policeman who found him, find him at the time when Yasser Arafat deceased.
Yasser Arafat died?
The same period, I think in 13 of November. So they call him Yasser, and they insist to keep this name, and we have no problem with that.
What is a problem is actually adopting a child. Palestinian legislation doesn't really seem to provide an option for families. For Christians, it's even more difficult because all abandoned children and those born out of wedlock are considered Muslim from birth, off limits for Christian families.
Actually, all the Palestinian Christian families, they don't have the chance to adapt. Not because the law say no. The Ministry of Social Affairs can study their request. And sometimes they give them the insurance and the eligibility to have a child. All children born out of marriage, illegitimate or abandoned, they consider them Muslims at the religion of the state. Unless we have a very strong proof that these children from a Christian background. And this never happened.
And what about European or American families if they would like to adopt one of these children?
Yeah, I need to reveal a secret here. Actually, sometimes if we could do some things illegally, according to our legislations and law, but will serve the maximum benefit of a child, we will never hesitate and we will do it. Because that's the right thing to do for a child.
But some of the local laws make it difficult, or the Quranic laws make it difficult for adoptions?
Yes, of course. And according to our law, the Palestinian one, we don't have what's so-called adoption. We have like a social, a foster program.
A foster program.
Yeah, and it's not very positive for these children, because all the time we'll let them feel that they are not related to the families that take care of them, and never will take the full name of the adopted family, and never will heritage anything of this family.
If a child cannot share a family's name or the right to inherit, what future lies in store for him or her? What feeling of belonging, of identity, will these children ever really enjoy? Kandar is not so worried about the little ones who don't understand. He's worried about the bigger kids who soon learn they're different from everyone else.
And it's like an institution, but the difference is that they don't live in such structure. They live in a normal home with somebody take care of them, but it's not like a mother and father. And it's very shocked for the children after a while.
Kandar Andovan is a social worker who helps the sisters there at the Holy Family Children's Home, run by the Sisters of St. Vincent de Paul in Bethlehem.